Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody. Another edition. I'm your host, Trip McCabe. And as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays? That's not a thing. Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon. And always in the Cygnus Radio archives at CygnusRadio.com. Welcome back to another edition. And that right there, one of maybe even my all-time favorite blues tune, written by the great Willie Dixon, and of course, performed by the Wolf, Howlin' Wolf, Killin' Floor. From 1964, starting us off. Why? Well, because Chester Arthur Burnett, the Wolf himself, born June 10th, 1910, in White Station, Mississippi. And he is one of two massive, massive birthdays we are celebrating this week. I almost, actually, these birthdays are so big in my mind, I almost did entire shows for both of these artists the same way we do for Willie Nelson every April, because that's how much I love both these guys. But I decided to sort of just combine it all into one, because we're going to have a lot of other birthdays to celebrate coming up in the next few weeks. But the Wolf, I've said this before, if there were Mount Rushmore of the Blues, Howlin' Wolf would be one of those four faces on that wall because his influence, not only on the blues itself, but on rock and roll, was just massive. And I absolutely adore Howlin' Wolf. And let's give you a bunch of songs that were written by the Wolf. And here's one guy who was definitely influenced by Howlin' Wolf, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Tell Me. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
talking. Everything I do. Who's been talking? Everything I do. Now goodbye, babe. I hate to see you go. Goodbye, babe. I hate to see you go. You know.
Can't sleep at night. Grab your telephone. Something just ain't right. That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home. Sleep at all. You know another mule is kicking in your stall. That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home. Smoking off you half the whole boat. That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home. To your house, knock on the front door, run around to the back, you'll catch him dead before he goes. That's evil. Evil is going on. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home.
Wrong side of the tracks. And that right there, the man himself, Howlin' Wolf, Evil is Going On. And I love, love, love that tune, written by Willie Dixon. Released in 1954. I said we were going to play songs written by Howlin' Wolf, and we did, but not that one. That was a Willie Dixon tune. But I just love it. It's one of my favorite Howlin' Wolf songs. And it's just fire. Before that, we did play three songs written by Howlin' Wolf, including a track that was originally called Riding in the Moonlight that the Wolf released in 1951. We gave you the Honey Boy Edwards version from 1978. He retitled it Ride With Me Tonight. And that song actually had a bunch of different names. Little Junior Parker recorded it as Pretty Baby. And it was recorded as Riding With Daddy at one point. So yeah, but Riding in the Moonlight was the original version. Before that, we gave you a track called Who's Been Talking? That's the famous Howlin' Wolf song from 1960. And we gave you the Robert Cray Band version from 1980, 20 years later. Fantastic number. And a little Stevie Ray Vaughan starting off the block with a track called Tell Me, first released by Howlin' Wolf in 1960. Stevie Ray Vaughan in Double Trouble would do it in 1983. And that was just an absolutely fire cover. Now, I've got to make a correction. I like to correct myself when I make mistakes. That's life, people. I said that Killin' Floor was originally written by Willie Dixon. It was not. I don't know why I said that, because I know it's not. That song is written by Howlin' Wolf. However, it was adapted from a song by Skip James. He wrote a song in 1931 called Hard Time Killin' Floor Blues. I don't know why I said Willie Dixon instead of Skip James. Please send all hate mail to CygnusRadio.com. There you go. Howlin' Wolf, born June 10th, 1910, White Station, Mississippi. And we'll get to that second big birthday in a couple minutes, but we're going to play some new stuff for you first, because I got some stuff I'm real excited to play this week. Let's start with an artist out of California, though. by the name of Lori Lewis. He's got a brand new record out called Trees, which just dropped on May 28th. Let's give you the opening number off that. She's going to tell you about just a little ways down the road. It's the Wrong Side of the Tracks.
I put on my walking shoes and I find a trail, for I've determined that going out is coming in.
Just a little ways down the road, just a little ways down the road. Where did I come from? Where will I go? Just a little ways down the road.
I drove an old beat-up Chevrolet, but it threw a rod and the crankshaft bent. Been riding shank's mare ever since.
Just a little ways down the road, just a little ways down the road. Where did I come from? Where will I go? Just a little ways down the road.
And if the weather's good and I like the view, I might just sit and wait on you. From away up here at the top of the hill, I see another higher still. So if you're coming, don't be slow, for the mountains are calling and I must go.
Just a little ways down the road, just a little ways down the road. Where did I come from? Where will I go? Just a little ways down the road.
Breakdown. I ain't gonna be a sanctuary now. It's getting harder as I walk out. Did If I look like I'm weary, it's only for now. I'll get my rest in the ground. There's a lot left to do in the time that remains before my last sun comes around. The weary when age takes its toll and the walls of a city close in. So look up to the mountains where an old dirt road ends. If you want to see me again,
Salem too, out in good old Eastern City, where the autumn breeze runs cool, where the woods run thick and rapid, and the robins sing their song. The folks are mostly grateful, that's largely kept its charm. Far too long trying to be someone I'm not, running from the small town roots and every chance I got. Now I take pride in every shot, damn proud of where I'm from. I've been growing up and sure enough, I'm bringing it all back home. I'm bringing it all back home. I'm bringing it all back home.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and that right there, four brand new songs off of four brand new albums that I'm excited about. And I'm most excited, I think, about this one that we just played, a guy by the name of Joshua Quimby. And I got to give a shout out to another artist here in CT that I've played quite a bit, Jeff Presch, who tagged me in an Instagram post and said, you need to play this guy, Josh Quimby, who is also originally from Connecticut. And I did, because I listened to his new record back home. And it's one of the best country records I've heard in quite a few years. It is really, really good. Now, his website says, and so did that song actually, that he hit the dusty trails to Nashville at some point. Fare thee well, sailor. But he is going to be back in Connecticut for a show on July 20th called the Back Home Fest, which is happening at the Webster Theater, which I have seen many metal shows at the Webster Theater in Hartford, Connecticut. Joshua Quimby's Back Home Fest, Saturday, July 20th. And then catch him on the road, because in August and September, he's got a bunch of tour dates coming up. You can find more info about his tour, more info about this fantastic record Back Home, of which we played the title track, at joshuaquimby.com. Before that, a band you should definitely be familiar with, because we've played them on this show a bunch, the infamous String Dusters. They have a new record out called Songs from the River, which is also fantastic. They also have a Connecticut date coming up, by the way, July 21st. That's a Sunday at the Ridgefield Playhouse in bucolic Ridgefield, Connecticut. And I'm realizing you can go to Josh Quimby's thing on the 20th of July and then go see the infamous String Dusters on the 21st of July. I just planned your weekend for you. But that track was called When the River Runs Cold. You can find more at thestringdusters.com. Before that, we gave you a track from Nashville's The Wild Feathers, another act we've played on this show a bunch. They've got a new record coming out in October, which is called Sirens. We gave you the lead single that they just released called Sanctuary. You can find that at thewildfeathers.bandcamp.com. And starting off the block, Lori Lewis from Berkeley, California. She's got a new record out called Trees. And you can find that record at lorilewis.bandcamp.com. And we gave you the opening track just a little ways down the road. All right. I told you we had two big birthdays to celebrate this week. We already did Howlin' Wolf. Now, if you know me at all, like at all, and you've listened to this show even once, you know that my all-time favorite musician is Willie Nelson. Well, my 1A, or my number two all-time favorite country music artist, is Waylon Jennings. And Waylon's celebrating a birthday this week as well. June 15th, 1937, in Littlefield, Texas, Waylon Arnold Jennings came into the world and also thankfully gave up his seat on that plane about 20 years later. But we're going to play a bunch of tunes from Waylon. I'm not going to fart around and give you covers. I'm just going to give you a bunch of Waylon songs and some duets that I love. And let's start with one of my all-time favorite tunes. This is Waylon Jennings, Lonesome, Ornery, and Mean. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
On a Greyhound bus, Lord, I'm traveling this morning. I'm going to Shreveport and down to New Orleans. Been traveling these highways, been doing things my way. It's been
hair was jet black, and her name was Golding. Thought she was the cream of the Basin Street Queens. She got tired of that smoky wine dream, began to feel lonesome on Rienne. In our sweeps, gave on to a beggar who was mumbling through the streets. There's no escaping from his snowy white dreams, worn and lonesome. Turn so low. At dawn I prayed to the Lord of my soul. I say, dear Lord, do right by me. You know I'm tired of being lonesome on rehab. Vagabond dreamer, a rhymer and singer of songs, singing to no one and nowhere to really belong. I met a beautiful lady, a pure southern belle of the ball, like Scarlett O'Hara, loved no one but wanted them all. Never forget you and love you in spite of your faults, the good and the bad. I want to remember it all. When I did a new dance and you did your Tennessee walk, but the party's all over. I came uninvited. I'm leaving and taking the bell of the ball. Be someone, I guess that's the way it should be. I guess I should know that someone used to be me. They'll gather around, soon they'll all look the same. At the feet of the lady, our lovers without any names. But I'll never forget you and love you in spite of your faults. The good and the bad, I want to remember it all. When I did a new dance and you did your Tennessee waltz. But the party's all over, I came uninvited. I'm leaving and taking the bell off the ball. sister's still on the phone. That mama's in the kitchen cooking fried chicken, wishing that I hadn't done wrong.
Mama, don't you worry about it none, though. Everything's gonna be all right, Mama. They're teaching us a lot of new things in here, Mama. Things like,
there ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse Jane, and you don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good chain gang.
Yesterday's May, wishing that the hay was all bay. Well, I bet he's wishing we could go fishing, but here I am laying in jail.
Well, Papa, don't you worry about it none now. Everything's gonna be all right, Papa. They're teaching us a lesson today. We're learning pretty well, too. We've already learned a whole lot of stuff already. Things like,
there ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse Jane, and you don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good chain gang. There ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse Jane, and you don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good change.
Take back the weed, take back the cocaine, baby. Take back the pill, take back the whiskey too. Don't need it now, your love was all I was after. I'll make it now, but I can get off on you. I can rely on little or nothing at all. I know, and I can get high just thinking about you. And so, I take back the weed, take back the cocaine, baby. Take back the pill, take back the whiskey too. I don't need it now, your love's all I was after. I'll make it now, but I can get off on you.
Who would have thought this was something that I'd ever do? I'm working it out, mellowing out on you.
Take back the weed, take back the cocaine, baby. Take back the pill, take back the whiskey too. Don't need it now, your love was all I was after. Well, I'll make it now, but I can get off on you. Take back the weed, take back the cocaine, baby. Take
kick back the pills, kick back the whiskey too. Don't need it now, your love is all I was after. I'll make it now, but I can get off on you.
Yeah, you can get off. You get off on whoever you want, guys. Willie and Waylon from the greatest country duo album of all time. There, I said it out loud. The Waylon and Willie record, released in January 1978. There is no, in my mind, duet album in country music that even comes close to this album. And a lot of it has to do with all the great songs that they pieced together, obviously, including that one right there, which was a Waylon and Willie penned tune, I Can Get Off on You. Love that number. Love the whole record. And we've played a lot of tracks. I think we've played every track on that record over the years here on Wrong Side of the Tracks. And before that, we gave you Waylon and his good friend Johnny Cash, There Ain't No Good Chain Gang. And that's a true story. That was released May 20th, 1978. So that song just celebrated an anniversary. Went to number two on the country charts in 1978 and came off of Johnny Cash's album, I Would Like to See You Again. But Waylon really kind of carries that song, doesn't he? Yeah, I think he does. Before that, we gave you three tunes from Waylon Records that I love. We gave you the Memories of You and I, which is just an absolutely beautiful, underrated song written by the great Lee Clayton. And it comes off of Waylon's album, The Ramblin' Man, which might be my favorite Waylon record, released in September of 1974. And it's got to be one of the top five greatest country records ever released, in my opinion. Before that, we gave you a track, another underrated tune called Belle of the Ball. And I love this song, and it is written by Waylon Jennings. And it comes off his April 1977 album, Ol' Waylon, which in my mind, that record is just completely underrated, even though it's got Lukenbach, Texas on it, which is like one of his biggest hits. The album itself is completely underrated, in my mind. And before that, title track off of his 1973 album, Lonesome, Ornery, and Mean. Really the record that kind of sort of kicked off his stardom in the outlaw country music movement. He did Ladies Love Outlaws in 1972, but I really feel like this was the record that just cemented it. And of course, Lonesome, Ornery, and Mean, just a nasty tune in the best way possible. From Waylon Jennings. Waylon Jennings born June 15th, 1937, Littlefield, Texas. When June 15th hits, pour one out for old Waylon, all right? And so I figured it would be apropos. We finish this show every week with a Willie Nelson tune, because as I mentioned, he is my all-time favorite musician. Of course we're going to do Willie covering a Waylon song, because, you know, they did that a lot. Waylon did a lot of Willie songs, and Willie did a lot of Waylon songs. And then they did multiple albums together. They were pretty much inseparable in the 1970s and 80s. But I'm going to do a song that they have co-writing credits on, but as the story goes, it's really a Waylon tune, right? And they were playing poker one night, and Waylon was writing this song, and he needed help fleshing out like one or two lines, and Willie helped him do it, and maybe because they were drunk, I don't know, or high, who knows. He gives Willie half the songwriting credit. So now the song goes down in history as a Waylon and Willie tune, but it was really Waylon's idea. But I do love Willie's version so much. So let's finish it off this week with a little good-hearted woman. And until next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
Our dreams, I just fell by the way. And the good life he promised ain't what she's living today. But she never complains of the bad times or the bad things he's done for. She just talks about the good times they've had and all the good times to come. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-time man. And she loves him in spite of his ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, they're gonna pass through this world hand in hand. this good-hearted woman in love with a good-time man. Is all over, she'll welcome him back home again. Oh no, she don't understand him, but she does the best that she can. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-time man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-time man. And she loves him in spite of his ways that she don't understand. Teardrops and laughter, they're gonna pass through this world hand in hand. This good-hearted woman in love with a good-time man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-time man. She loves him in spite of his ways that she don't understand. And through teardrops and laughter, they're gonna pass through this world hand in hand.